Sue today received the following letter to the editor from reader Peter Vaudry in relation to reaction to David Johnston's report on foreign interference in Canadian elections. In life, we are formed by the choices we make and whose life example we may choose to follow. For young people, having someone to emulate can play an important role in finding one's way in today's complicated world. I'm proud to be a Saltite and a Canadian. I'm happy that we have someone of the stature of David Johnston to hold up as an exemplary example for young Saulites to follow in life. Johnston is one worthy of our celebration. He lived his most formative years in the Sioux. He went to Collegiate Institute and married his high school sweetheart, Sharon. In high school, he not only excelled academically, he was also an excellent athlete, playing on the same winning juvenile hockey team as Phil Esposito. He went on to Harvard University and then earned law degrees at the University of Cambridge and Queen's University. Johnston worked hard to move ahead in life as his career path attests. Johnston was highly respected and trusted to serve in numerous prominent positions, including the principal and vice-chancellor of McGill University, chairperson, the first, of the National Round Table on the Environment and Economy. Johnston was held in such high esteem that he was given, not only the Order of Canada, but also promoted to the Order's highest level as Companion of the Order. Johnston's biggest honor came in 2010 when Prime Minister Stephen Harper chose him to serve as Canada's 28th Governor General, an appointment he served so well that Prime Minister Harper asked him to serve as Canada's representative for an additional 2 years. The motto Johnston chose to guide his work as Governor General, to envisage a better world, and the many new programs to support volunteerism and innovation he initiated speak to the measure of the man. He sets his sights high and seeks to serve for the greater good. Sadly, as is evident in trying to discredit Johnston's foreign interference report, we live in a time where gamesmanship rather than statesmanship prevails. This is evident in current efforts to gain political advantage by discrediting Johnston and attacking his integrity by Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. Labeling is key to the game. It is an immature way for anyone, let alone an elected representative, to address any issue of importance to Canada. Sadly, Poilievre seeks to discredit Johnston by labeling him Trudeau's ski buddy, rather than speak to the contents of his report. Poilievre labels the opportunity to learn what Johnston learned about Canada's intelligence gathering a trap to muzzle him, and has dismissed the offer outright rather than accept it with conditions as NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is doing. Who does labeling serve? Poilievre's own political aim, which is simply to win the game. Johnston did the Sioux and his country proud and is without doubt, unlike Poilievre, someone worth emulating. Peter Vaudry.